Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, back on Afternoon Drive. And I don't know if there's a more disappointing is the wrong word, depressing thing that can happen for the Guardians than you score 6 runs and you still lose by 4.
I mean, it was the way the game was flowing, though. It never felt like, even though you scored 6, the way that it happened and how it happened, it never felt like I was like, oh, the Guardians, they got this one in the bag or anything like that. Blue Jays struck early, and then it was just trying to play catch up the entire time. Like, there's not all 6 runs are created equal, is what I'm trying to say here.
Last night was the perfect confluence of events to upset Guardians fans, by the way, because, again, you lost 10-6. Your bullpen, you rely on a couple guys that maybe shouldn't be relied upon. They're the reason why it turned into a blowout.
You out on Gattis now?
I don't think he's been as good this year. Everyone talks that way about Heron and Class A. We've talked about how hit and miss Gattis has been.
I thought the broadcast...
He's been gas can Gattis.
I thought the broadcast last night did a great job with the idea that they're like right in that moment where they're like, yeah, Gattis is just not able to locate his fastball tonight. He's really got to find a way. Like, you can tell when he's off, not locating it at all. Next pitch, boom, gone. Nope.
That's how it goes. You know when the home broadcast says something negative about your player, you know it's about to go. You know what's up there. But then, of course, CJ Kafis hitting the grand slam last night. But I will say, Stephen Vogt, speaking of gas cans, did say it's very rare that we ever talk about something that a manager in baseball says after a game. His explanation of why yesterday went the way it went, not great, Bob.
You know, I thought we came out sluggish tonight. I thought it looked like we had a West Coast trip, and we just didn't look like ourselves today. I was hot. Those are all excuses. We need to be better, but we just didn't look like ourselves all night tonight.
You can't say those are all excuses and then double down on the excuse. Down.
Yeah, coming out sluggish. Why do you think that was? You had yesterday off. You have no excuse, West Coast trip or not. You had a whole day off yesterday to regroup, get everything together. You can't tell me coming out sluggish.
Yeah, I just I'm so glad you actually pointed me at this, because again, we're trying to evaluate Stephen Vogt as much as we're trying to evaluate the roster, because he's only in year 2 here. And again, I'm no Stephen Vogt critic. But this is the kind of thing, this goes in line with when they were going out west the last time, and he's like, it doesn't really matter. Or they were going on a road trip, and he's like, it's a road trip, it doesn't really matter, we just got to do our job. And then coming back, they had a successful road trip, and he's like, I mean, what a win, right?
Yeah.
Like, well, okay, I understand you're used to talking out of both sides of your mouth on this and nobody paying attention. It's inexcusable they were sluggish last night.
Absolutely inexcusable. You know what else is inexcusable? There was 2 really good defensive plays by Toronto, and this speaks to the sluggish nature that Vogt is trying to defend here. Jonathan Rodriguez shouldn't even be on this team. I'm done watching him play. He makes my eyes bleed watching
Johnny
him.
Johnny Baseball?
And the Jimenez play, we're going to get into that, but the Jimenez play, Rodriguez seemed like it was like a out for a walk while trying to go ahead and get to first base. And no wonder Jimenez actually made the play work because he had all day to do it. But it's the Ernie Clement play down the third base line that's going to drive
another former Guardian
absolutely bananas. Clement's killing the ball lately, too, by the way. It's the idea that Rodriguez seemed legitimately like he didn't have a care in the world to even hustle down the first base line to try to get there in time. And it's like, it's so infuriating. You shouldn't even be on this roster. You're not even good at baseball. Why are you the one that is treating this like it's lackadaisical?
And listen, you and I both understand that the game has changed. Not just the game, but all games have changed. Where the days of making an instance out of a player just are so few and far between in the common era. This is kind of a moment where if you're going to make a case out of Jonathan Rodriguez and say, if you want to come back, you fought really hard to get back in the big leagues this year. If you want to be back, maybe get a rocket up your ass the next time you want to go ahead and make a defensive play.
Yeah, I mean, it should have been, at worst, it should have been a bang-bang play. Jonathan Rodriguez should have been safe on that play. At worst, bang-bang play. You give credit to Clement for making the throw, and that throw had him beat by five steps.
So it wasn't sluggishness. Well, okay, they were sluggish. There's no excuse for them being sluggish, but I do think it's interesting. I mean, between Kafis hitting the grand slam last night, a guy they just refused to call up, DeLauder on any given night is doing this, that, the other. And the fact that they're kind of maintaining one game above 500, two games above 500. You and I were talking in the pre-show meeting. We kind of came around to this question of like, what is the main emotion Guardians fans are feeling right now? Because they still are feeling emotions.
Yeah.
We're not quite to apathy. We're also not that far from apathy.
We're knocking on the doorstep of apathy. I think we're like a week and a half away. Last night was anger. Last night was mad. There was frustration. And yes, I do think Kafis doing what he did in the minors played a big part of that. But I think even before that, I think people, that was legitimately an angry crowd, angry fan base last night.
I mean, I even think like Manzardo hitting getting the moonshot, Apo Taco, as we call it.
The most meaningless home runs you can have.
But as
in
a
the
pinch
existence
hitter,
of meaningless home runs.
For a guy that he should be playing over every day.
I know, but it's two outs in the ninth and you hit a home run when you're down five.
But it's more the idea that any insult to injury right now is amplified because of the situation they're in. Like, maybe the game's closer if you put the better player. And again, this is
that's the other part of that, though, because that plays into the platoon side of things that I think I've never heard in the past 48 hours a fan base go harder at the idea that they don't care about anyone trying to platoon anyone. They just want the best players out there.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't think fans should be yelling that for as long as they've been yelling at that.
I know.
Because they're
it's
right, by the way.
No, and fans are right, but it's interesting how in the last 48 hours or so, it's been the flavor of the past couple days.
That and the promotion.
Obviously.
Don't forget the promotion.
We have the hashtag the promotion for a reason. It's a bad movie. We got it. But the platoon thing is really getting under people's skin. But you can tell, this is where I talk about the anger and being mad, is that when you're talking about these type of things, there's first off, we have multiple arrows that are being thrown at the Guardians right now. And none of it is not without merit.
So I also think the Guardians are in damage control. I don't want to kill them for it because they should be. But
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're getting the right people out there to talk about things like why DeLauder isn't up or why Kafis isn't up. I just don't think it's the right time. I think the only thing that can simmer down fans and push them back to happy guards fan is by getting a win tonight and then getting the series win at the end of this. Like, because here's the thing. You know it's when you've won two straight series, and granted, it's one loss of a three-game set. They can take the next two games.
Mm-hmm.
When a loss to start a series obfuscates the two series wins you have previously, your fans are pissed, and they're probably justifiably pissed. And I think to where you're going is, that's better than apathy.
It's better. They at least care at this point.
And so
we're getting close to it. When they have apathy and they stop caring, that's a different discussion.
I think the real moment of apathy is if they make a Sellers type trade at the deadline.
I mean, it's more the idea though that like I can sit there and I can talk about Vogt's comments after the game, and we can discuss Hunter Gattis, and we can talk about was Manzardo's homer meaningless, all these type of things, and people are listening along and they're like, okay, cool. In 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, if things aren't going well, we're not going to get that same response. They're going to be like, as badly as you guys don't want us to talk Browns quarterbacks, you'll be like, talk Browns quarterbacks.
It's going to be real. And here's the thing. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, beyond just winning, because winning's always the obvious answer.
Yeah, winning's the easy cure.
Like, what are the other things they can do? And I don't even know if they actually do call up DeLauder. I don't even know how long that'll last. Like, I don't even know. Like, right now.
Well, again, and they'll take some slack, too, in that, because they'd call up DeLauder, and then they'd platoon him, and then people would just get angry that they're not playing the better player like we're kind of doing right now with Manzardo.
And again, yet another thing that'll be a valid, like, what the hell's going on here. You know me. I've kind of defended Vogt in general, and maybe the organization, too. I shouldn't maybe just say just Steven, because it's like, well, look at the roster, and you tell me what the better move is. We are getting into, it's tough to defend you when we just, the Manzardo is the biggest one. David Fry has three more options. That's a simple thing. Like some of the, we have too many players. We got a platoon, guys. Some of this is just your own making.
Right.
And I think that's what's frustrating. If it's like, for a minute there, I was willing to chalk it up to perfect confluence of events. We're kind of past the confluence of events, and now we're like, no, this just is what it is, and you're continuing to do the same thing you were doing last week. And at some point, it's tough to kind of, like, when the guy who, like, tries to play and tries to think of baseball in, it's 162 games, I still believe this team has talent. When I'm starting to go, yeah, okay, what's the deal with Manzardo? What's the deal with anybody but Nolan Jones getting at-bats in right field right until DeLauder or Kafis come up? When I'm there, man, I think you've started to fly a little too close to the sun.
Because
I probably won't get apathetic with this team until after the deadline, just because, I mean.
Well, and so that's the other part of this, right? And I think they understand that as well. The deadline, here's my big worry, my fear on this. And this goes to the DeLauder and Kafis conversation, Nick, is the idea that I'm worried that they're not calling these guys up right now because they're waiting for a month from now when they don't make any big splash at the deadline, they don't make any change at the deadline, and they say, here's your new deadline acquisitions. This is how we get this team to a better place. Here's DeLauder, and then here's Kafis. And that's gonna have to be sufficient enough for the fans. Because if you bring them up now, then a month from now, we're going to be like, great, we have these pieces, let's go for it. You have to make the trade, and it might force them to make decisions that they don't want to make right now.
I actually think, so it's funny, I think once everyone gets to apathy, I actually think it might be good for this team. I'm not talking about the organization, now I'm talking about the guys in that locker room. It wouldn't surprise me if they sold at the deadline and they were this year's Tigers. Because I'm watching a lot of these at-bats, and I'm even like when, like, even when the bullpen, everybody's so tight when they're making mistakes right now. And that tells me that they know that they're in this precarious, that they're feeling the pressure of their lack of success this year. And I really think there's a chance, like you could see a Class A trade and all of a sudden DeLauder's up. And all of a sudden some of these young dudes just start playing a little bit more carefree because they think the season's over and they finally have the thing they need right now, which is just a 7, 8, 9, 10 game winning streak that puts them right back where they want to be.
Oh, but and the other wrink on this too, and maybe talking about playing more carefree is that when you have Kwan, J-Ram, Santana, and Arias is the only four guys that consistently get at bats on a day in, day out basis. Everybody else is scratching and clawing for their job.
Yeah.
There's no security attached to any of this. And I think that's a really hard thing to play through.
And it's a hard thing to play through if you're incredibly young. I really do think, I think John Kensie got, I'm using him as the, for instance, I know he's in AAA. I think he got crushed under the weight of the pressure of trying to perform when everybody started a deficit.
Yeah, and when you only get X amount of at-bats in a given week, too, and you know, hey, I got six at-bats this week, I got to make all six count, that's really tough.
Oh, and by the way, we're going to sporadically throw you in a pinch-hit situation. Already, by the way, incredibly
sit on your ass for 2 hours and then get up there and go to a, you know, a 90-mile-an-hour slider that just moves like you wouldn't believe.
While you're hitting a buck 15.
Yeah.
216-474-0092. Addick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media as well, what is the main emotion you're feeling as a Guardians fan right now? Because it's funny. I'm not to anger yet. I'm getting frustrated.
Hmm.
And I think frustrated is right before I rage. But I'm probably one step behind where you are
starting to boil a little bit?
It's not like something that is. It's not like where the Browns were in any given moment and we can just melt down about it. But yeah, I mean, we're starting to see things like Manzardo not getting every day at bats and going, all right, what's the point of this whole damn thing again? What are we doing here? Who are we saving here? So what is the main emotion you're feeling? Has anybody reached apathy at this point? And it's the same question for the Cavs, but the answer might have finally changed. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.